Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast. This is the 39th in the series of Life Notes titled, What Did Jesus Say? This episode is Love One Another. The Gospel reading is from John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this everyone will know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The love one another saying of Jesus is one that appears in each of the Gospels, although in different variations and contexts. In Matthew 22:34-40 and in Mark 12:28-34, a religious leader asks Jesus which of the commandments is the greatest. Jesus says the greatest commandment is to love God, and the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. In Luke 10:25-28, a lawyer asks Jesus what he must do to inherit eternal life. Jesus tells him to love God and to love his neighbor as himself. The lawyer then asks, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus responds with the story of the Good Samaritan, which is Luke 10:29-37, where a man was beaten, robbed, and left by the side of the road. A couple of religious leaders pass by him without offering assistance. A Samaritan, a despised foreigner, stopped and bandaged his wounds, took him to a town, and paid for his care. In John's telling, Jesus was with his disciples at the Last Supper, where he gave them a new commandment, to love one another. Further, Jesus told them they should love one another as he had loved them. A few verses earlier, Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, modeling humility and a readiness to serve. Jesus gave his time and attention to all who came to him. He healed infirmities and fought ignorance by sharing wisdom. He accepted those whom society rejected. The love of Jesus was laser-focused on the needs of others, not personal emotions or feelings. On a recent trip to New Orleans, I encountered panhandlers throughout the French Quarter, sometimes five or six per block. One haunting example was a young female who looked to be high school or college age. Her sign said, "Homeless and pregnant." Her gaze was fixed on the sidewalk in front of her as if in shame and despair. Like the religious leaders in the story of the Good Samaritan, I passed her by. I justified my insensitivity by rationalizing that I could have given thousands of dollars and made no significant dent in the needs of the area, or possibly even the needs of this one person. It was overwhelming. In retrospect, I know I could have done something for a few, at least for this desperate girl, but I chose to keep on walking. I failed even to acknowledge these unfortunates as fellow children of God by saying hello or by sitting to hear their stories. Would Jesus have passed them by? How would I judge those like me, obliviously passing by, if I were in their situation? Perhaps the sorrow I saw in them was their pity for me, a well-to-do middle-classer unwilling to share his abundance. One of the reasons I find myself bypassing opportunities to love and serve others is my tendency to project out of the present moment. In each of my moments in the French Quarter, there was one person in front of me with a need. Had I remained in the moment, I could have loved another by attending to that one person in some way. Instead, I looked at the immensity of the needs of the many outside of that moment and ended up not serving any of them. The immensity of the need outside of the moment distracted me from what I could have done to help someone in the moment. I was reminded recently that we only meet God in the moment. God does not reside in the future or the past, only in the present. Jesus says, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Active love is the mark of a Christian. Using Jesus as a model and not allowing past failures or future worries to remove us from the needs God places before us in the moment is one way to follow the example of love and service we see in Jesus. While I do not believe we are condemned for passing by those in need without helping, those are God-given opportunities to respond in kind to the love and service shown to us in Christ. By loving one another, we display the mark of Christ for others to see. At the same time, we relieve a bit of the suffering in our hurting world, and both are desperately needed. You have been listening to the Life Notes Podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand, wishing you peace and every good.